This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's that time of the week again. I get excited. I'm like Big Kev this time of the week because I get excited because of Richard Pascoe. Richard Pascoe joins us. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul. Is he still alive?
No. He passed away, Big Kev. He had a heart attack because he was a pretty big fella.
He was.
Yeah, don't laugh.
Apology laugh. To anybody out there.
Why are you laughing?
Sorry.
Funny as a heart attack. Oh, that's awful. Right, that's an awful way to start. I'm not going to talk to you this week. Goodbye. What's your website called?
Yeah, talktech.com. No, we'll come back to last year, Paul. Sorry.
All right. Yes, sorry. Big Kev. We loved Big Kev on the telly, and I'm told by a lot of people he was a really nice man. Okay, let's move on from Big Kev. God rest his soul. Okay. Hey, listen, very excited because we've had Apple announcements.
Yes, yeah, we have. So Apple, they teased at the beginning of the year that they were going to use their own chips in their computers now. So instead of using Intel or AMD, they were going to have their own chip, which is the Apple Silicon chip. Now, this means that Apple control everything that goes into the computer now, just like they do on the iPhone or the iPad. So their Apple Silicon chip, which is called an M1 chip, it is now the world's fastest CPU with the fastest integrated graphics. Now, that means a lot of things for people out there as well. So they announced three computers with these new chips inside them. A MacBook Air, which is their starting laptop on there, no fan inside it, 3.5 times quicker than the previous model that's only been out for about a year, Paul. 18 hours battery life.
Whoa.
Now, part of the thing with these new chips is exceptional battery life is what you're going to start seeing with exceptional performance on there as well. They also released, now that starts at $1,599, a MacBook Pro, which is their pro model for people that edit audio and video, and I've ordered one of these already, 3 times quicker than the same model that was released 6 months ago in speed, with 20 hours of battery life. And they're also saying it is 3 times quicker than any equivalent Windows laptop on the market today.
Right.
That's how fast these things are. That starts at $1,999. And they also released a new Mac Mini as well. So if you ever wanted just to buy an Apple product, but you said, geez, they're too expensive, the Mac Mini is a little square box, and all you do is you plug a monitor into it, a keyboard and a mouse, and you're away. That starts now at $1,099. Got to say, $1,000 really for a computer is a bargain out there. So the beauty about them having their own chips, Paul, is that apps that you have on your iPhone and your iPad, you're going to be able to put straight onto these computers as well.
Oh.
No, I've got to download something separate or anything like that. They can just come straight over as well. Couple of other things they mentioned as well. The new operating system, Big Sur, will be available to download from Thursday if you're on a Mac. Make sure you back up as always before doing it. And Tim Cook said that 50% of Apple computer purchases this year were from new customers. Now, that's an exceptional claim to make on there as well. So once I get the MacBook Pro next week, hopefully next week or the week after, I'll give you a bit of a quick review on it.
Always great that we're keeping up with all the latest news, especially from Apple, because they've got big announcements coming up on a regular basis. Now, what do you want to tell us about Android phones and people running things?
Right. So if your Android phone, one of the good things about the Apple products is, and I know I talk a bit about it, is that when they have an update, it gets punched out to everybody around the world. Android's a bit different about that. So some people get updates, other people don't get updates. If you've got an Android phone in the last couple of years, you know, you regularly get an update. But if you fell behind in the last couple of years, you don't get any updates. Now, if you've got an Android phone and if you go into the settings and it says, what operating system do you have? If you see 7.11 or lower, so a 6 or a 5 on there as well, come September next year, you're actually going to be able to cut off from a third of the internet. It will not load on your phone. That's because every website has to have a thing what's called a root certificate.
A what?
A root certificate.
Yeah, okay.
But what happens is that you need that root certificate kept up to date, and they've decided to not have it anymore for older Android phones. So a third of the internet will be cut off for you. Websites just will not load at all. The only way around this is if you want to go along and put Firefox on there. That might get you through for a while. But it's a sign, if you've got an older Android phone, you might want to start budgeting now for a new one by September next year.
Now, that root certificate, is that R-O-O-T or R-O-U-T-E?
No, R-O-O-T, because on Android we root.
Okay, because they got, you know, with gardeners too, they got rooting powder. Did you know that?
They do.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's R-O-O-T root.
Root.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go on.
You can sprinkle some rooting powder on your rhododendrons.
Well, yes, if you can get that close to them. Oh, God. All right.
It's one of these shows. It really is.
It's the black label version. Now, look.
And hold on. We've got one more subject to go.
Oh,
people.
Yeah. Sorry.
Then we're going to talk about the crap tick of the week. And if we get through that without killing ourselves laughing, I'll walk to China or about. Not that I want to go to China.
No. Yeah. Well, if you tried to walk too, you'd have to go underwater. So that wouldn't be good. You wouldn't be able to do it. And why would you want to go to China? I would never travel to China anymore now that they've brought us that virus.
No, I never went there, never been there, no desire to go there.
Me either. Now, let's look at terms and conditions. We all buy things where the terms and conditions are there, and a little tick, you tick it, you know, you click the box and all that. How many of us ever read the terms and conditions? Probably zip.
Zip, exactly right. So, believe it or not, the top 13 apps, which include TikTok, WhatsApp, Zoom, if you were to read the terms and conditions, it would take you a solid 17 hours and 5 minutes to read.
Because the
documents contain a joint total of 128,415 words, which is longer than any of the first three Harry Potter novels.
Whoa.
So is anybody ever going to read them? No. Microsoft Teams is the longest one. That's 18,282 words. Or 2.5 hours of solid reading for many people out there as well.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? No wonder people don't. I mean, why can't they put it in simple terms? I mean, there must be stuff in there that we're agreeing to that we don't really want to agree to.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you click on this, you will go to hell. That's what the sort of thing we want on there as well.
Right. The devil will take your soul. That's part of the conditions.
Exactly right. So Twitter's got 11,022 words. Facebook, they come in 8,588. All too long. Got to say that. And some of the language they use in there, nobody's got any idea what they're going along and saying as well. So I always say, instead of reading the terms and conditions, work out how the thing actually works. So if you're concerned about Facebook, go into the settings, spend half an hour at least in there, and go along and tailor the privacy to what it's about for you. If you're concerned about Google, and the ACCC should really listen to me when I say this, go into the settings and go along and say, gee, Google can delete all my location data. Unfortunately, the ACCC, I don't think, has ever woken up to that yet. So, you know, you can go and tailor all of these things. Don't whinge about it. Have a look, because most of the issues that you have with them can be fixed. But terms and conditions, nobody's ever going to read them, Paul.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. It should be simpler anyway for all of us. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, as we do always. And this is podcast is going up a little bit earlier because of your preview of the Apple announcement. Now we get to the crap tech item of the week. I see. So it's Spartan underwear?
Spartan underwear, Paul.
Right.
Worn by all Greek gods and maybe Big Kev. So Spartan is smart underwear. Now, what it aims to do is it aims to protect your testes from the potentially harmful effects of cell phone radiation. When you put the phone in the pocket, is it frying the gonads? That's what it's all about. So what they're trying to say is This is a serious subject, Paul.
Yeah,
what
sorry.
Are you doing?
Sorry, you told me. Well, you set this up to say I'd be laughing.
Oh, no, we haven't got to the killer bits yet.
Oh, okay.
So the basic premise that the signals coming from smartphones are doing damage to men's sperm, that's a bit shaky. We've got to say there's science on that as well. It was created by two French entrepreneurs. Who else would do it? Because they're riding around France, so they've got Yoplait in their basket on the front of their push bikes. Yeah. Now, what they claim to have woven silver, the metal, into the cotton fabric of their boxes. Now, they say this creates what the company calls an electromagnetic shield around your gonads, repelling harmful rays at every turn. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it, Paul?
Well, I want mine protected. I don't know about you.
And say, along with its defensive properties, Spartan says that silver in its undergarment makes these boxes antibacterial, ensuring that your equipment remains odour-free.
Right, this is the funny part, right?
Even after a day of walking.
Okay.
Can I just say, if you can bend over...
Hey. No, you've overstepped the mark again. See, I've got to beep that bit. That is just distasteful.
Sorry, Paul.
No, that's completely distasteful. That's not up to your...
But how do you know?
How do I know? Well, look...
How do you know it remains odour-free?
Unless you do what you just said that I beeped.
Exactly right. The French are bragging again, Paul. That's all it is.
But see, don't forget the French, of course. People can wee in the street.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, they can. They've got public urines in the middle of the city. You just go and have a leak in front of everybody.
Yeah, no, that's not right. We don't like that.
No. How much are these things, anyway, these... protecting your gonads.
The gonad protectors are... How much would you normally pay for a pair of underwear? We should ask Mary.
I don't know. $10? Something like that, I suppose.
$10. These are $89 a pair US.
Wow. That's... your gonads are very, very special.
I wonder if the silver shines in the light.
I don't know. That's just
you
heading it off.
Pants.
See, I've had to beep that too, because that encourages flashing, so stop it.
Only if your underwear, say yes.
Oh, look, I've had to beep you twice this morning.
Good heaven.
You've overstepped the mark. Okay,
You still get people who come up in the street, don't you, say, what did he say that you beeped out?
Yes, I do get people asking me that, and I never tell them, because what happens on this podcast before it goes out for the public airing, if you'll pardon the expression, it must be a certain standard.
That's it. That's good.
Mm.
We're back on being serious now, so yeah. So we're going to reminisce, Paul.
Oh, we're going to reminisce. We're going off onto our tangent now. Do you want to go first?
I do.
All right.
Do you remember when kids used to go to school, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how useless you were, they always wanted you to play a musical instrument. So if you're completely tone deaf, you always got stuck with that bloody recorder. Classrooms full of them to go along and play. Mary Had a Little Lamb, and they gave you an A if you could go along and get it in a term. The worst musical instrument of all time in schools, and they should have been banned years ago.
You don't like them?
No. Don't like recorders at all. They are dreadful things.
Chances are, if you've played a recorder, it was a non-negotiable part of your elementary school education. And for that, you can thank this guy, Karl Orff, a passionate German composer. Originally, the recorder was handcrafted, wooden, and made for the highest of society. Even Vivaldi and Bach wrote pieces for the recorder. It doesn't rely on a reed or strings, just breath. It's in the flute family. In the 1960s, the recorder started being produced out of plastic. Cheap plastic.
They're awful, aren't they? They're awful.
They're terrible. The worst musical instrument of all time.
He saw the recorder as an easy way to get kids to start playing music. The logic was simple. The recorder relies on rhythm rather than memorization. If you can sing, you most likely can play it.
I can't sing, Paul.
Orff had the best of intentions to inspire the next generation of musicians. And even though they can sometimes be annoying, our hats are off to you, sir, for changing the course of music education for generations to come.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. They were shocking, weren't they?
They're terrible, honestly, terrible, terrible instruments. And you know, it's, you know, kids over here were forced to go along and play them. If you couldn't play anything else, you had to play a bloody recorder.
Oh, well.
Terrible thing.
Well, isn't it interesting that some of the old master songwriters, even Bach, wrote songs for the recorder? I didn't know that.
And really, he'd probably been drinking heavily when he did it.
He probably was totally snakes hissed. Now, what about mine, you ask?
Yes. Well, what about yours, Paul?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. What about the donkey steam engine?
He ought to know better.
No, do you remember the little steam engines you could buy as a kid?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and they were called, I think they were called a donkey steam engine. I don't know why they were called donkey steam engines. And what you'd do is it had a little boiler and it had little sort of wheels and what have you. And you had this stuff, it wasn't coal or anything, but it was this gel you'd put underneath and just light that up and a little flame. And you push it underneath the actual boiler, the little tiny boiler, and then... And up she'd go and start moving the wheels.
Oh.
Do you remember those?
Wow. I do vaguely. I really do.
Yeah, well, I had one. And they were fantastic. And they never moved. They just sort of stayed there with the wheels going around. But it taught you as a kid how you could get the steam engine going and how the steam, once it became steam, it became energy and then could get the wheels going. I thought they were fantastic.
Oh, they should have those around now, but we couldn't because we're environmentally friendly.
Well, you'd have to get the fire department, the CFS or something, or the fire brigade to actually give you a permit.
Many men with orange vests.
Yes, that's right, because everything is so PC now. The kids can't do anything. The kids are put in cotton wool.
There was a show. Do you remember the old Curiosity Show?
Oh, that was that was a national show, wasn't it?
National show.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things they did on the Curiosity Show one time that got major headlines in because it was produced in South Australia. They got you to make like a little hot air balloon basket made out of paper. And what you did was you were able to put a small part in the bottom of the thing and fill it up with terps, light the terps up, and it would gradually rise in the air. The unfortunate thing was that it caused many, many fires when it happened. Because every kid went outside and so they're all going up into the air, into a tree, whoosh, up goes the tree, and don't do that at home, kids.
No.
All right?
Give us your website.
TalkTech.com.au.
Catch up with you next week, mate.
Thanks, Paul.